Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We adore you, Father. You are awesome and mighty. Hallelujah. You are the great and mighty King. You are Lord and you are King. You are Shepherd and you are Father. So this morning, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you that you are a holy God, a righteous King, a mighty God. And we know there's no God like you, Jehovah. No God is holy. No God is righteous like you. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the peacemaker. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, this morning for the fruit of your spirit. We thank you that your Holy Spirit leads and guides us unto all truth. We thank you for love and joy. We thank you for peace, hallelujah, that kind of peace that passes all human understanding. We thank you this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for gentleness and goodness and faith and meekness, hallelujah, and for temperance. We thank you for the nine fruits of the Spirit. Oh God, you are holy God, and you said we are to be holy like you. And Father, you said we are to have no other gods before us. So any gods that we have before us, we repent and we ask forgiveness. Oh, God, we are your people called by your name, humbling ourselves, turning from our wicked ways, calling on your name. Thank you for hearing us from heaven, oh, God, and healing our land. Our land needs to be healed, oh, God. Our land needs to be healed from all the abominations, all the wickedness that has come on the land. We rebuke those Sodomite spirits right now, those Gomorrah spirits. We rebuke them. And we destroy them right now. We send them back to the sender. We say, America, oh God, will honor you. America will bend the knee. Americans, those people, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, will honor you. They will call you Lord in America. They'll be glad to bow the knee. They'll be crying out, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, I repent. Lord, I thank you for every American right now who's bending the knee. Every American, Lord God, we repent for America. Oh, God, we repent this morning. You are holy God. You are righteous God. There's no God like you, Jehovah. We repent, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we turn it back to our first thought. You are first in America. We love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, all of our strength. We honor you this morning. We honor your holy presence. And we thank you that you are Lord. You are God. And nothing can change it. Nothing can change it. I don't care what laws they enact. I don't care what statutes. Even the Constitution of the United States of America can't change the fact that you are Lord. Nothing can change the fact that you are Lord. You are God. You are King. And you live, hallelujah, eternally in the heavens. You live, hallelujah. You move, you reign, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you today for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your holy name. We praise you this morning. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanks, oh God. You are holy and you are righteous. Oh, what a great God you are. Oh, God, we give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory belong to you, our King. You are King. Nothing can change it. You are Lord. Nothing can change it. You are the only God. Nothing can change that. Hallelujah. And we are so grateful that you allowed us to know your name, to know you, to be called by you, to be touched with your holy hand, your high right hand. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. We praise you this morning. We honor and bless you this morning. We give you glory, glory, glory to your holy name. Glory to our King. Glory to the Prince. Glory to our mighty, to our holy. No God great like you, Jehovah. No God great like you, Jehovah. No God great like you, Jehovah. Well, good morning and welcome to Bible Story Land. We are so grateful you joined us this morning. Oh, hallelujah. We are worshiping the Most High God, the only true God. Today is Senior Citizens Day. We are honoring the elderly today. You know the gray-headed people, the hoary-headed people, those people who've been around a long time, those people whom God has graced with abundant light. We are honoring them this morning. Isaiah 46:4 says, even to your old age, I will be the same. And even to your graying years, I will bear you. I have done it, and I will carry you, and I will bear you, and I will deliver you. Leviticus 19:32, you shall rise up before the gray-headed and honor the aged, and you shall revere your God. I am the Lord. So this morning we make declarations to the senior citizens. We decree and declare that the elderly will receive honor everywhere they go, especially those that are called by the name of the Lord. We decree and declare that the elderly are well cared for and about. We decree and declare that the elderly are honored by their families, by the community they live in, and by their church family. We decree that the elderly are loved, respected, and they feel it. We honor Father God today, not as a senior citizen, because God is eternal. He is our Father, our Father of us all. And so let us give him glory and praise this morning. He is almighty. He's the everlasting God. Isaiah says, excuse me, lofty one that inhabited eternity. Let's worship our eternal God on the earth before we worship him eternally in the heavens. So we thank God for you this morning. We're looking for Pastor Donna Hawkins and Jackie Travis this morning. Let's see if they're on yet. No, but we have Evangelist Stacy Holman on this morning. Good morning, Evangelist Holman. How are you? Good morning, Minister Stacy.
I'm good,
how are you?
Amen.
Amen.
I'm
going to ask if you have anything on in the background, if you could turn it off. Because it's kind of interfering, making an interference on the radio. I appreciate it. Any kind of music,
yes,
or anything you have on in the background. Thank you so much. So, Minister Stacy, we're calling upon you this morning. This is Senior Citizens Day. What are you going to sing this morning?
Oh, I love Jesus.
Amen. Go right ahead.
How I love Jesus. I'm a little hoarse. We've been singing all week long. Amen. For the convention in our church. Take all mistakes, beloved. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first love me. To me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful. Because he first loved me. We sing it, oh. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. To me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful because he first love me because he first loved me because he first loved me. Oh, because he first loved me. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings. Thank you so much. Oh, that's one of my favorite songs. When I was a teenager, we used to sing that song. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Thank you so much, Evangelist Stacy Holman. Hallelujah, from Jacksonville, Florida. I thank God for you and for your family. God bless you. Lord, heal Minister Stacy's throat from all the singing, Lord God. Oh, Father God, heal the throat area, the larynx, the voice, and every area of the throat. And we just praise and honor you. And, Lord, I thank you for her family. I thank you, Lord God, for the sacrifice she makes to get up early. Oh, Lord, sometimes she's praising you late at night from one church to the other, just going about praising the name of God. So, Father God, I just thank you for this mighty woman of God you put in my life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, God is all-knowing, wise. We praise him, our Father, our King. We love his word. Oh, we love his word. You know what Job said in Job 23:12? Lord, neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Well, this morning, our speaker is one of God's chosen. He loves the word. He's called to preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I thank God for him. He's on fire for the Lord. And every time that I ask him, just about every time I ask him to come on, even if it's last minute, he always say, I got to make room for God. No matter how busy he is, he says, yes, I will. So I thank God he got some people on the battlefield that say, Lord, where you send me, I'll go. What you ask me to do, I'll do it. So this morning, I thank God for Minister Thurman Tutson. We're in the same family, twice, family and the family of God. So I thank God from good morning.
Good Minister morning.
Tutson,
good morning, Sister G, and good morning to all that are at the sound of my voice. Truly, we tell the Lord thank you for this honor and privilege to come before his children as his oracle. So before I begin, let me first pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this honor and privilege to come before your children as your oracle. Now, Lord God, let every word that flow from this old mouth of clay be from you and not from me, that the church may be edified, that you may be glorified by all that is said and done this day in Jesus Christ's glorious name. Amen.
Amen. Minister Tutson, can I stop you for 1 minute?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Jackie Travis just came on. I believe she's in Paducah this morning. Good morning, Jackie Travis.
Good morning, Sister G. How are you doing? I was trying to wait on my Donna to come. She was supposed to be on the way over here. Is he going to speak now?
Yeah, you're going to sing now or later?
I guess we'll sing a little later, because is he getting ready to speak right now? Is he going to bring the message?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Ben, can you move on? Let's try to wait on Donna. Okay, we'll just wait until she gets here. He can go. We'll just let him go.
All righty. Okay, Minister Tutson, on you. Thank you, Jack.
Praise God. Truly, this is Senior's Day, and the message God gave me is, it ain't over till God says it's over. And I'd like to be the first to thank my seniors for the injustices in which they endured for our sakes. The freedoms in which we enjoy today is partly due because of the stance they took for a better life for us today, in Jesus' name. The prejudices and the inequalities they fought to eliminate and to eradicate for our sakes. But the work is far from being over. I wanted to bring a message of encouragement, a message to exhort my seniors. But the Lord said, It's time for the elders to take their rightful place. For you are a testimony of the goodness, grace, and mercy of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, see, you're not hearing me. You see, the elders are meant to be our example, to put it mildly. Seniors in the Bibles are referred to as elders. You have elders in the home, the community, and the church. And as an elder, David gave us one of the greatest testimonies that could ever be spoken about our Lord and God. He said in Psalms 37:25, I have been young and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. It's time for all of us to get right and to stay right with the Lord. To our elders, your work is not over. It's just begun. There's much work to do. Some of us have dropped the baton, but it's time to pick it up and to get back in the race. Don't let nobody tell you you have nothing to offer, because your work has just begun. Your retirement plan is in heaven. And as long as you're on this earth, you have work to do, something to teach, wisdom to share. Our text comes from the book of Titus, chapter 2. And as Paul told his young pastor Titus, the Lord is repeating to us today, life is a vicious circle, and each generation gets wickeder and wickeder, and our elders get more and more lax in our responsibilities to our homes, our communities, and the church. But we're to be the example to the world of what life in Christ is all about. To some of us, keep on doing what God has you doing. But to others, well, let's hear what the Lord has to say. Those that have your Bibles, turn with me to Titus. And we're going to look at the second chapter. And I'm not going to be for you long. I'm just going to look at the first, we're going to say maybe the first six verses. And as Paul told his young pastor Titus, the Lord is repeating to us today. And I want us to hear truly what God is saying to each and every one of us. And I want us to look at it from a godly perspective. You see, Paul was telling Titus, and God is telling us as he speaks. He says, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. In other words, what God is telling us, in whatever facet of life we're in, it is our responsibility to speak, to teach, to exhibit those things which are praiseworthy of our Lord. You see, it's about lifestyle. We're to live this, not just teach it. And to our elders, to our seniors, you have been the epitome of an example, but to others, some of us have dropped the ball. Look at our homes, how they're in a disarray. Look at our communities, how we're allowing crime to run rampant. We're letting people next door sell drugs. We let people down the street just run rampant. We're allowing the kids to just do anything in our faces and in our presence. And yet we just stand idly by saying nothing. There's one thing you can always do. There is one thing you can always say. You can always take it to the Lord in prayer. If you know nothing else to do, give it to Jesus. There is time for much prayer. We need to saturate our homes, our communities, this world in prayer. If we're afraid to take a stance, I want you to know that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Follow the Spirit of God. Let him lead you and guide you in the things to say and the things to do. But more importantly than all of that, always remember you have power in prayer. In verse 2, he says, let the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity and in peace. This is not a request. God is telling us exactly what he expects and requires of his elders, of his saints, of us up-and-coming elders, of all of us who are calling upon the name of the Lord. To the elders first, because we're to be that example. We're to exhibit this as a lifestyle, not just from the outer words of our mouths, but from the life that we live. He wants the aged men. He says we're to be clear-headed, sound in our thinking, wise, serious, strong in our faith, never wavering, strong in our love and in our patience, and our long-suffering toward one another, being patient, being that guide, that example, to be a help to those that are in need through words and through deeds. And he goes on to say in verse 3, that the aged women, likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, but teachers of good things. He wants the aged women, the older women, to be devoted, devoted to him, devoted to their families, devoted to every facet of life in which they come in contact, and to their jobs, to their communities. He doesn't want them to be slanderers, not to be putting each other down, or to be busybodies gossiping about each other's shortcomings. Because the Bible makes it clear we all fall short. There is none righteous, no, not one. And as we accuse one, are we not accusing ourselves? When we talk about one, are we not talking about ourselves? Because we're all guilty of the same things. No, 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 that's not what God wants from us. He wants us to be encouragers, to be teachers of good things, teaching those things that are pleasing to the Lord, teaching his word, living his word, being that example. And it goes on to say in verse 4 that they teach the young women to be sober, to love their husband, to love their children. That is a great responsibility that God has given. He says, so that they can teach the young woman to love their husband, to love their children, to be wise, to be pure, to be good workers at home, to be kind, to be that example. You see, everything flows downhill. And when the top is right and teaching those things, and as they begin to flow down, the bottom gets right. But if the top is corrupted, the bottom is going to be corrupted. So that's why it's important for our elders to continue to take a stance, not to give up, not to waver in their faith. For you are our example. We're the example. We're the example to those that are coming, those that are up and coming in this world, to the little children. I don't care how old you are, to a little child, you're yet still an elder. You have a lot to offer that child. That child depends on you for safety. That child depends on you for care. That child depends on you for love. And we're to be that example. We're to be loving. We're to be caring. We're to be nurturing and admonishing them in the Lord, not in the ways of the world, but in the Lord through the kindness and compassion that the Lord has shown to each of us. It is our responsibility to teach them and show them the same kind of love. God, you're not hearing me. This world could be such a better place if all of us would pick up our batons and continue in the race. And he goes on to say in verse 5 that to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. You know, sometimes we have a problem with hearing the truth. All God expects of the young women, of the elders, to teach these young women how to be wise and pure, how to be good wives at home, how to be kind, how to yield to their husbands, that no one will be able to criticize the teachings that God gave us. You know, if the young women are content that are saved and they have unsaved companions and they want to win that companion, you don't beat them over the head with the word or telling him what your pastor said. But God requires you to live this thing, to be that example. By your example, that will win him over. And say, wow, my wife has totally changed. She's really living this thing. What is this about her? What change has taken place in her? And it will give him a thirst and a hunger for the righteousness that only comes through Christ. When we learn to be that example. You see, it ain't over till God says it's over. There is yet still much work to be done. To my seniors, I love you, I honor you, I respect you. But there is yet still much work for you to do. There are much teachings that hasn't been taught. There are lessons for others to learn that only you can share. And he goes on to say, it don't even stop there. In verse 6, it says, young men, likewise, we're to exhort to be sober-minded. It is our responsibility to make sure that we're teaching these young men God's will and God's way, not the ways of the world, not being polluted by the music in which they listen to. You see, when you allow garbage to come in, only garbage can come out. But you see, it starts at home. It starts with the nurturing of the family. And when we fail to nurture as elders in our home, as elders in our community, as elders in our church, our world will remain in a disarray. The choice is ours. We have to take a stance. We have to stand for righteousness' sake. We have to take back this world. And it begins with our elders. It begins with our seniors. Because you have the wisdom. You're the testimony. You're the example to the world. You're the proof that the God we serve yet still lives. He yet still sits on the throne. He has much to offer to the young by the example of the old, by the wisdom that you share with us, by the wisdom you display upon us from the life in which you live. He says in verse 7, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, in the teaching, showing uncorruptness, integrity. Where is the integrity in this world? Everyone is about self these days. No one wants to surrender to be a blessing and help to their neighbor. Everybody's out trying to line their pockets. It's all you ever see on the news now. I mean, we know that there's good elders out there. We know that our seniors are fighting this fight. But I want you to know it ain't over. There's yet still much work to do. There's someone that you can adopt, someone that you can minister to, someone that you can share the love of God with that's in your heart. It ain't about what people can do for you. It's about what you can do for them, what you can do to help them, to encourage them, to lift them up, to share that wisdom that God has instilled in you. those things, those life lessons that you've learned over the years, there's somebody that still needs to hear them. There's someone that still needs to know. You see, remember, this is a vicious circle. As one dies, another is being born. And the same lessons have to be taught. The same lessons have to be learned. We can never stop. We can never give up. Out of the gravity and the sincerity, out of this heavy weight, this responsibility, out of a clear conscience and out of a clear heart, we must continue to serve our Lord and our God. We must always remember that the God we serve, he yet still sits upon the throne, for he is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning, the end, the author, the finish of our faith. He has not abandoned us. He has not left us. He has yet still charged us to do those things that he requires. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. We belong to him, whether we realize it or not, whether we've accepted him or not. We're yet still his. He is our creator. And we belong to the true and the living God. But until they accept him, they'll never be his children. They'll just be his creation. Share the Lord with someone today. Let the Lord light shine bright in you, and the life you save could be a family member. It could be one of my relatives. You see, we can't reach our own sometimes. You know, the Lord said the prophet ain't receiving his own home. There are going to be people in your home that you can't reach, but someone else can if they'll just reach out to them, if they'll just share the Lord with them. And then that person will realize, wow, they were right. And they'll regret all the time that they lost, all the time that they wasted not serving the Lord. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile upon you. To my seniors, I love you. I thank God for you. But remember, the battle ain't over until God says it's over. You have yet still much work to be done. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. What a word. It ain't over till God says it's over. You know, sometimes we, you know, being human, we have these retirement plans at work. And so we think that we're supposed to retire in the church. You say, oh, I'm 85. I can't do, God still has work for you to do. Maybe you could call somebody on the phone and encourage them or pray for them. God still has work for you. Maybe you can fix somebody a meal or, you know, just pray at your house or whatever it is God has for you to do. You can encourage somebody when you go to church. You can say, you know, like he said, the senior citizens, the older men and the older women, our job is to encourage the younger women and the younger men. So the older men, you know, like you said, read it in Titus. Chapter 2, verses 1 through, six, about the younger men to be sober-minded, to be wise. You know, sometimes you look back and you say, oh, if I'd have known then what I know now, you know, you look back because you've gotten wisdom. So we pray wisdom over our, younger women and younger men, that they would make wise choices. I don't know about you, but I made many mistakes, you know, growing up and even in adulthood. But when I look back, I say, oh, I wish I had known what I know now then. But thank God for the wisdom now. I thank God for you, Minister Tutson. That was an awesome word. Awesome word. I thank God for him. He is full of the word, full of the word. So I thank God for the word that he gave. You know, he talked about senior citizens being an example. You know, there's still some senior citizens who hang out in the club and do all kind of still trying to be young. trying to do the ways of the world. He said, you may be God's creation, but you're not saved. So you got to have salvation and have a relationship with the Lord. So Minister Tutson, thank God again for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Minister Tutson, this great man of God, on the battlefield for you. Oh, Lord, as he go forth to minister the word from place to place, I thank you, Lord God, for blessing him and his family. I thank you, Lord God, for the strength, the courage to go boldly to do what you ask him to do, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that he will continually move forward in you. Oh, God, I plead the blood of Jesus over him. No weapon formed against him or his family shall prosper. And so, Father, I thank you for all the things that you're calling him to do. I thank you for his obedience to you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for him doing a deeper walk, even a deeper study of the word. Oh, God, put more into him, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you for this mighty man of God in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen.
We are so grateful we have with us this morning one of my good friends and prayer partners. She helped us to pray for the children during the week. And I thank God for her. I just saw her on here. Minister Latricia Smith. Press 1. I lost you. Oh, there you are. I see you now. Okay. I was pressing 1 for you, and I pressed 1 for someone else by mistake. Good morning, Latricia Smith. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G, and to everyone that's listening, good morning.
Good morning. You know, she's a blessed woman of God. I went to her father's 90th birthday a few weeks ago, and I mean, oh, my God, he's so, he's just so spry. You know, he's very energetic, full of energy. She's telling me sometimes, you know, Daddy was fixing this, and he was fixing that, and he was doing this. I said, thank the Lord. You know what? He don't seem, he don't have no stiffness. His mind is good. He get up. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Were you saying something?
You are so right.
Oh, okay. So he get up in the morning, he dress himself, he can, you know, fix food and, you know, just go about his day. So I thank God. You know, many elderly people are in nursing homes and some of them don't even know where they are. But I thank God for her father. He's an elderly man, and I thank God for her. She's his caretaker, and I tell you what, she takes good care of her daddy. Many days I wish my daddy was still here, my mother was still here, but I praise the Lord for those who are still here. So she's a good daughter, taking good care of her father. So I thank the Lord for giving her the strength. Well, she's going to be praying for the elderly this morning, and I thank God for her. So pray for the elderly, my sister.
Yeah, to God be the glory. To God be the glory for charge and give me the charge to be a caregiver to my parents, my grandmother, my mom. They're gone on. I was a caregiver for them. And so he's, you know, giving me a charge to be a caregiver for my dad. I thank you, Sister G, for asking me to do this in the name of Jesus. I'd like to start out with a song. Thank you, the minister. You ministered to me so much this morning. I have so much more to do. Over on the Lord's side makes me mighty happy. Over on the Lord's side makes me mighty glad. Over on the Lord's side makes me mighty happy. Over on the Lord's side makes me mighty glad. Father God, I thank you for allowing us to see another day that you've made. Truly, we are going to rejoice and we're going to be glad in it. And thank you, God, for this opportunity. But, sister, giving the seniors or the elders a day to be honored, I thank you, God, for yet we have much, much more to do. Father God, I pray that we as seniors, even myself, will take up the full armor of God. We have yet much more to do. Let us not forget, God, that we have a helmet, a spiritual helmet, and you call it salvation. It's placed on our head to not forget when the enemy tries to attack our mind that we are not who God has called us. God has called us, and that helmet protects us, Lord God. We thank you for covering us with the helmet of salvation. Father God, we look around, Lord God, as we put down the sword, which is the word of God. We use that sword, Lord. We pick that sword back up. Father, we put back on our breastplate of righteousness today, God, in the name of Jesus. We put, Lord God, our hands, the shield of faith, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we strap on our feet, the shoes, which take us places, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, which is put on to preparation to put our feet are shod, Lord God, with the preparation of the gospel. We have much work to do. We have more to do. And, Lord God, we put on the salvation. We put on everything, the armor of God. We put our armor back up this morning in the name of Jesus. But we have much more work to do in your name. Thank you, God, for giving us the strength. You have not left us comfortless in the time of sorrow. You have given us your Son, Jesus, who came, and he came and he died for us, Lord God. And not only that, he went back to be with you, Lord God, and praying for us, seated at the right hand of God. And thank you, God. He said he wouldn't leave us comfortable. He sent us the Holy Spirit, Lord God, that leads us and guides us in all truth. We have much, much more work to do. Thank you, God, for that word, Lord God. Thank you for reminding us, Lord God, that we women are to teach the younger women, Lord God. We women are to encourage the wives, Lord God. And thank you, God, for the elderly men, Lord God, that you have given them a charge too, Lord God. Lord, forgive us for falling short. But most of all, we thank you that you have not just left us just out to the enemy just to handle us any kind of way. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for the full armor that we will pick up. We picked it up this morning, and we're carrying it right now in the name of Jesus. Ready for battle, Lord. We are ready for battle in the name of Jesus today. Thank you, God, for our families, our friends, and you even say thank you for our foe, our enemy. Thank you, God, for we are your people. And we thank you, God, for giving us a charge today that the battle is not over. We still have much more to do. It ain't over, God, till you say it's over. And we thank you, God, for giving us the weapons to fight the enemy in the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that awesome prayer for the senior citizens. We appreciate it. All right. Let's continue on. We now have Pastor Donna Hawkins with us this morning and probably Jackie from Jacksonville, Florida, but Pastor Donna's from Paducah. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. Moving kind of slow, but we're all here. Jackie's sister, Sharona K. Walden, and Deborah Moore Jones. We're all here. We're all
Amen.
Here. Jackie, her two sisters, and I. We're all at Sharona's house.
Okay. All right, now. Amen. Nothing like family getting together.
That's right.
What y'all gonna sing today?
I love to praise Him. I love to praise His name. I love to praise Him. out of the praise name. I love to praise him, out of the praise name. I love to praise his holy name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name. He's my rock, sword and shield. He's a wheel. He's a wheel. In the middle of a wheel. I know he'll never. Never let me down. He's just a jewel that I have found.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah. I love to praise his name, Lord.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
I love to praise his name.
I love to
praise his holy name.
My rock,
he's my rock.
My rock,
my sword and shield.
He's a wheel.
In the middle of a wheel.
I know he'll never
let me down.
He's just a jewel
that I have found.
Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah. I love to praise his name,
Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Lord,
I love to praise his name,
Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Lord,
I love to praise his name.
God, I thank God for you, Pastor Donna, for Sharona, for Deborah, and for Jackie. It was beautiful. Now, when y'all gonna be traveling all over the country singing?
That's where I'm good. I want with my family.
So they
stick it up for you.
Amen, amen. That was awesome. I just love and adore you ladies. I admire you all. My God, I wish I could sing like y'all. Y'all sing like y'all been touched by the master's hand. Hallelujah. I know y'all have.
I love my family, child. I love to come home.
Amen, amen. I saw you singing on Facebook, Jackie. That was awesome. You were with looked like you were with some senior citizens or in a radio station or somewhere.
Yeah, we were with senior citizens at the townhouse, the senior townhouse.
Oh, okay. It was awesome. Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, ladies. I thank God for each of you. Don't hang up. I want to tell you something this morning. You know, as I begin to, every week I say, Lord, what am I going to talk about on Bible Storyland? And you know what? He said frontal lobe. I said frontal lobe? So I know that has to do with the brain, and I went to look it up. So I started studying the frontal lobe. You know, the front part of the brain is one of the major parts of the brain and, you know, part of the cerebral cortex. And I said, okay, Lord. So I began to study, and as I studied, I found an article. It's called Frontal Lobe and Spirituality and How the Two Go Together. You know, the heart really, the heart the Bible talks about is the brain. And so, you know, many times we think it's the heart in the chest, but no, it's the brain. So, you know, when the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, He's talking about that frontal lobe. Let the mind of Christ be in the frontal lobe. You know, that many people are not aware that there are physical factors that affect and inhibit the process of sanctification. You know, being sanctified and growth in the Christian life so that the mind of Christ would not be experienced. So certain things in the mind keep us from not experiencing God fully. So there was an article, in this article it says there was a medical Christian doctor who explained various physical factors that adversely affect our Christian experience. So the doctor began to talk about the frontal lobe, the brain, and what you know, what it does and how it makes a difference, how it makes us different from animals. So I thank God, you know, for this article. He talked about, you know, the brain is the part where the perception, you know, how we perceive things. You talk to some Christians, they perceive God this way. You talk to other Christians, they perceive God a different way. And some other Christians perceive him different. And they have all of these things, you know, some religion perceive God this way and the other way, but God only has one way. So this is the area where we reason, we have judgment, you know, we decipher different things through the frontal lobe. And you know, we worry, that's where the worry is, in the frontal lobe. We analyze things, and you know, we have to really depend upon God. He stated in this part of the brain, the frontal lobe, this doctor did, where God communicates with man. This is where God communicates with us, in the frontal lobe, in the brain, not in the middle of the chest, in the brain, in the middle of the chest. You know, certain, the brain triggers what goes on in the middle of the chest. So, you know, it affects anything that affects the frontal lobe, whether it's through chemical, mechanical means, like trauma. You know, some people been in bad car wrecks. So if they hit their head, that can affect your communication with God. Because certain brain injuries, you know, that are incurred through wrecks, you know, kind of inhibit us hearing God. And it's sad to say that many people become vegetables. You know, while in the line of communication with God, it adversely affect him. So the term, the mind of Christ, used in this document means Christ's character, his attitude, his purpose, his humble spirit, his love, his tender mercy, and his compassion, his gentleness and tact, his goodness and his benevolence. So I thank God, you know, for this article. And he says some medications, whether they're legal or mind-altering, can affect our relationship with God. It can inhibit our communication between God and us. It can hinder and thwart our growth. You know, as a person, it can make us, you know, dwarfed in our spiritual attainment. So it prevents us from doing certain things, having a closer relationship with God. It also says that alcohol also affects the frontal lobe. It is well known that the alcohol destroys, a well-known fact that the alcohol destroys the brain cells. And it also talked about how, you know, since the body doesn't belong to us, it belongs to God, we cannot destroy it one cell at a time. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 say, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you? You are not your own. You are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. And then, you know, it talks in this, continually talk in this article about, you know, God, the word of God speaks strongly against the use of alcohol beverages. And here are some texts that clearly show God's disapproval of alcohol beverages or consumption by his people. Leviticus 10, 8 and 9. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, do not drink wine or strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee. Isaiah 24, 9. They shall not drink wine with the song. Strong drink shall be bitter to them that drink. Proverbs 21, 17. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. Proverbs 23:21. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. So, you know, he talks about, you know, alcohol and how it can adversely affect, you know, us in our Christian walk. So he says, you know, tobacco as well, you know, smoking is another frontal lobe enemy. It is an insidious poison. Tobacco is known to be the most subtle poison to chemists. You know, chemists know that it's a subtle poison, and it's the deadly, you know, it's deadly to the human body. It begins to kill, you know, the human body. And he talked about cigarette smoking stupefies the brain, saps vitality, undermines health, and lessens the moral fiber of a man. So he also talks about chocolate, ranked along with tobacco as enemies of the frontal lobe, are products containing caffeine. Now, chocolate and cola, you know, Coca-Cola, any kind of cola, certain coffee and certain teas, those also affect, you know, certain things that alter the brain. Caffeine. There's caffeine in coffee and tea and chocolate. Caffeine products temporarily excite the mind to unwanted action, but the after effect is exhausting. A paralysis of the mental, moral, and physical powers. So all of these things can adversely affect the brain. He said another subtle yet vicious enemy of the frontal lobe is watching TV programs and movies, especially those that are questionable in nature. Many programs and shows go contrary to the Word of God and His law. Then they not only affect the frontal lobe in ways we cannot begin to imagine, but they undermine our faith, our courage, and our hope for heavenly inheritance. Think of many programs that depict brutality, murder, adultery, stealing, cheating, blasphemy, cussing, excuse me, and cursing. You think we can watch these depraved programs and come out unscathedly by them? Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Proverbs 6:27. We cannot be innocent and have the mind of Christ in watching these low, debased TV shows and movies. A dynamic law of our being is that we become changed into that we behold. When we behold evil, we become evil. When we behold good, we become good. Simple as that. Apostle Paul was not unfamiliar with the law that he wrote in Philippians 4:8. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, report. If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So, you know, these TV programs that we watch, we have to be real careful what goes in our eye gate, what goes in our ear gate, what goes in our frontal lobe, even things we read. The doctor also talked about subliminal messages. And, you know, this is the second time I've gotten something concerning subliminal messages. These are messages that emanate from movies and TV shows that we watch daily by the thousands. These things come through. We don't even hear it. It's at another level. We don't even hear it. It's getting into our spirit. These subliminal messages bypass the security check that is done in our brain. It is the frontal lobe where the process of evaluating, filtering, discarding, or keeping messages for storage in our brain to take place. Subliminal messages go right to the brain, unfiltered, and act like a computer virus to wreak havoc on our Christian experience. You know, when I read this article, I'm like, oh, my God, this is things that God has been, you know, showing me in different ways. He said even the kind of music we listen to, we have to be careful. It affects the frontal brain. How many times the Holy Spirit must be grieved away and angels of God saddened by the music, the lyrics, the words. You know, you listen to the music nowadays, some of the raps, there's cussing. Sometimes when I'm driving down the street, I have to turn the praise music up in the radio, make sure the windows are up, because it's horrendous kind of music coming through, cussing and, you know, just loud. Not only does it hurt the eardrums, it hurt our spirit. He said our spirituality rests within the frontal lobe of our brain. Many things within and without, some are within our control, others are beyond our control, causes shipwreck and devastation in our Christian experience. Injury and trauma to the brain, as well as chemical dependency, alcohol, using mind-altering drugs and medications, you know, affect our sanctification. We're to be sanctified. Keeping our body healthy through proper nutrition. And, you know, I try to eat right, but I don't always do it. So I have to repent and ask the Lord, Lord, forgive me for gluttony, because sometimes I just love to eat. And sometimes I just eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. And I said, Lord, forgive me for gluttony. Forgive me for, you know, putting stuff in the temple in my body that I should not put in there. And it affects us. Even certain waters we drink. You know, some people say, well, I still drink the sink water. You know, when they're doing tests now on our water. And a lot of our water is full of, I'll say, crap stuff. Got stuff in it. That's not healthy. So, you know, we have to be very careful on what we put in our body, what we drink, what we eat. You know how Daniel did? He did the Daniel diet. It was called Pulse. He refused to eat the king's food. How many times have I eaten the king's food and have to repent? Because certain things begin to break down in your body when you eat the king's food. But Daniel was brilliant. God let him know, he only drank water, H2O, that water that's good for you. Now, you know, when you drink water that God made, it's full of vitamins and minerals and, you know, the things that we need, oxygen, it's full of that. But, you know, the bottled water, it don't have the oxygen and all that we need. So many times we're deprived. Sometimes I go, like, I'm sleeping and I gasp for breath. You've seen so many people have I forgot what you call it, but they sleep with masks and stuff on their nose because they're waking up at night not breathing. You know, the water and all of the food, we're not getting enough oxygen. So, you know, we have to continually pray and ask the Lord, what are we to eat? We know vegetables came from God, meats came from God, fruit came from God. So we have to even watch our diet. It's very important. You know, when the frontal lobe has been injured, you know, many things can happen, you know, with our relationship with God. So I thank God for this article, you know, on how the frontal lobe affects our relationship with God, the frontal lobe and spirituality. You know, the brain is very, very sensitive. It can pick up all kinds of things. Even you driving on the street and you looking, you seeing all, even billboards, you know, flash on. You see different things. and they go into the frontal lobe. So we want our frontal lobe to be as healthy and as pure for us as possible, because that's where our, you know, our mind, our perception, our reasoning, our judgment, that's where we decipher what's right and wrong. And have you noticed certain children nowadays, they don't know right from wrong. They're doing things they don't even know about. You go like, well, what's wrong? It's so much happening now. So I thank God for the message on the frontal lobe and spirituality. It depends. You know, our frontal lobe helps us with our spirituality. So we got to watch what goes into our frontal lobe. So I thank God for the message this morning. I pray that you got something out of that, the frontal lobe and spirituality. And I thank God for the message that Minister Tutson gave this morning. It ain't over till God says it's over. But, you know, salvation is just the beginning of our relationship. It's only the beginning with our relationship with God. Once we're saved, we got to follow his plan. And, you know, in Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that he raised Jesus from the grave on the third day and you will be saved. But then, you know, there are things that we got to do. Obedience come next. The first and second commandment, we got to obey those. And we got to obey God's voice. And then, of course, you know, backsliding is a sin. I've had to repent for backsliding. So we got to keep our eyes fixed on the King of Kings, the Lord our Savior. And right now it is sharing, testimony time. Anybody have a testimony? Press 1. We have Bishop Brian on with us this morning from D-Land, Florida. Good morning, Bishop. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
We're doing great. Doing great. Well, we're going to pray for you this morning, Bishop. we have my sister Victoria on with us. Let's see. I'm sorry. Say that again.
I said, God bless you. I enjoyed Sister Jackie and the choir. And,
all right. Well, we're going to be quiet. Sister Victoria, I put you on live. Sister Victoria, are you there? She may have her phone on mute, but I'm asking her to pray for you. Victoria, all right. She may have stepped away from the phone for a minute, but she'll be back.
Okay, I'm here, Sister G.
Okay. Can you pray for Bishop Brian? I don't believe that he's feeling that great this morning. Lord's asking, the doctor's asking to be a little quiet. So can you say a prayer for him? He's in the hospital, or I believe. Okay.
Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the prayer of agreement. Thank you for the prayer of agreement, God, as we touch and agree with heaven to bring heaven down here to earth. Father, I just thank you for your miraculous hand. Who has a hand like the Lord? Father, I just thank you for your outstretched hand, God, to touch your son, Father. Father, I thank you that this day you do great and mighty things. This day you still heal today. This day you still deliver today. This is the day of the Lord. And, Father, we honor you this morning, and we thank you as we command our morning that the day spring will know its place. Father, I just thank you for the healing balm, the healing balm. Father, we thank you for the doctor, but right now we are calling on Dr. Jesus. Oh, sweet Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Touch like you never touched before, Father. Move like it never moved before, Father. Every organ, every tissue, every ligament, Lord God, we revival to it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this blood that still has power, power to heal now, because now cometh faith. So rise in your power, Father. Arise in your resurrection power, Father. And God, go through every organ. God, go through, Lord God, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. baffle the minds of the doctors in every witchcraft prayer, in every evil thing that has been spoken over his life, Father. We return it to the sender in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we will believe your report, Father. You say by your stripes he's healed. So, Father God, we say let the manifestations come quickly. Let it become now, God. Baffle the minds of the doctors, God. God, let them take a look and say, oh, I saw, I don't see no more. Father, I just thank you for these kind of testimonies happening even now, so, Father. You can do it, God. We believe it, Lord God, to be so, Father. And we thank you for it in advance, Father. God, I thank you even in this time of, Lord God, arrest. This is a time of rest, God. God, you will even speak to him, Father. You will give him, Lord God, certain things that he has to do and certain things he has to, Lord God, say, Father. God, for the sake of a call. God, I thank you, Lord God. What is a test without the, what is a testimony without a test? So, Father God, I just thank you right now for stirring up the gifts on the inward part of your servant. Even the more, God, stir up that prophetic, God. Stir up, oh God, that the intercessor, God. Stir up the warrior, God. Let the warrior man rise up, Lord God. Let strength be renewed unto him. Every weak area in his body, Father, I say let it be strengthened. You, because your word say, let the weak say that I'm strong. So, Father, we thank you for the strength of the Lord, the arm of the Lord, the witness of the Lord being seen today. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you that there is no distance in the spirit, Father. Angelic assistance, Lord God, every evil assignment, God, every evil plan of the wicked one that comes to stop the work, oh, we shut you down right now in the name of Jesus. We shut every plan of the wicked one down that was trying to stop the work. And Father, I thank you right now for creative miracles, change the diagnosis, Father, change it, Father, change the diagnosis quickly. Father, we pray unto you, Lord God. I pray over his circulatory system and his respiratory system and his digestive system in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God. Touch his stomach, God. God, touch, Lord God, that was being contaminated, Father. Oh, God, I thank you that you are wipe out, God. Wipe it away, Father. Wipe it away, Father. And God, I thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the praise reports, Father. Oh, God, I thank you for the praise reports, God. And God, I thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, I thank you right now, God. All the infection is leaving. God, I thank you right now, God. Oh, God, I thank you right now for the bloodstream of God. Oh, God, the bloodstream of God. The bloodstream of God. The bloodstream of God. The bloodstream, the cleansing of God's power. Lord God, moving up on him right now in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for this now in Jesus' name. Cause arrest, cause every arrow that's been shot out against him, Father. I break it right now in the name of Jesus. Every person, Lord God, that's wishing harm, Lord God, every witchcraft prayer that's been prayed over him, Lord God, over the last 6 months, Father, we reverse it right now. We reverse it and send it back to the senders in Jesus' name. Every negative report, Father, oh God, we just thank you right now for a positive report. Oh God, we blessed assurance, Jesus is ours. Blessed assurance, Jesus still has power over every enemy. And God, we just thank you right now, Lord God, that the devil still is defeated. And Jesus is Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Amen. You rest, Bishop. We love you and we thank God for you. We have Miss Ludell on with us this morning from Appleton, Georgia. How you doing, Miss Ludell?
Oh, I'm doing very well, thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we thank God for you.
Huh?
What did you say?
Y'all done, I mean, I hadn't been too long got up, but what I'm saying, y'all done sung y'all songs.
Yes, ma'am. We get ready to do the closing, we're getting ready to have prayer time in just a minute. You going to sing? No, we want you to sing.
Yeah, I want to sing old hymn, Must Jesus Bear the Cross Alone.
Amen.
Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross on it.
sovereign free. But now they pay a maiden love and joy without a tear. The consecrated it calls I bear his death, yes, it may free.
Amen, amen. It's a cross for you and a cross for me. Must Jesus bear the cross alone. Thank you, Miss Liddell. We love you so much.
Thank you, thank you. Sorry late, but you know how it is.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Are you the youngest one on here? What are you, 94 young now?
Yes, ma'am, in 5 months.
But well, we thank God for you being on with us. You are a blessing to us on Bible Storyland. And a blessing in my life, so I thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. So I thank God. We had a message this morning from Minister Tutson. It ain't over till God says it's over. So I thank God for you coming on the radio with us and singing. You're still on the battlefield for the Lord, and I praise the Lord for you.
Hallelujah. That's so wonderful.
Amen. So we have Mother Irma on with us this morning in the background. Well, it's prayer time. We're going to be praying to the Lord. You got a little testimony for us, Mother Irma?
I sure do. I testify, but oh, what Sister G is so wonderful. You hear me on the line?
No, ma'am. That's Jesus. That Jesus
that
is wonderful.
That is wonderful. This is the testimony and a prayer for time. Mm-hmm. I'm thanking her for what she did. She's a blessing. She still can be a blessing to anyone, and I thank her. And I still need some prayer for her this morning.
Amen. Well, we're going to put you down for prayer this morning. I thank God for you. Prayer time this morning. I pray Victoria going to pray with me this morning as we pray for people. I thank God for you. We got Pastor Tutson on here. I'm praying. I don't know if he's working. He's still on, though. Minister Tutson, you can pray with me this morning. Maybe working, but he's still on. But anyway, we're going to be praying for Pastor Donna Hawkins this morning. And I just thank God for each of you all. Any prayer requests, you can press 1. All right, let's see anybody press 1. Hello?
Healing. That's mine.
Healing. Okay, Mother. Mother Irma, healing. All right, anybody else? Prayer requests, press 1. If you're already on live, if you spoke already, you're on live on the radio, you could just state your prayer request.
Prayer for Paul, Mary Jean's son. He's back in the hospital.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Prayer request.
Get me off the phone.
All right, Bishop, we're going to be praying for you some more. Okay, Bishop Ryan.
Praying for my family.
Okay. Anybody else? Prayer request.
Pray for the Hudson family. They lost their mother. Mother Hudson passed.
All
right. Please pray for the Hudson family, please.
All right, my goodness. Okay, anybody else? Prayer request.
Pray for Mary Jean's son. He's back in the hospital. And Mary Jean, please.
Okay.
And myself and family.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Okay, well, Victoria, I'm going to pray for Pastor Hawkins. And then I'm going to ask you to pray for Jackie Travis, Victoria. She's traveling. And, well, she's in Paducah, but she's going to be traveling back to Jacksonville. Pray for Pastor Huggins, one of her patients. Pray for her patients for financial increase and for her family. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're just so grateful that you are Lord and you are almighty and you allow us to communicate with you through prayer. And we thank you, Lord God, that we can call on your name and you hear before we answer. What a great God you are. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for Pastor Donna Hawkins. We thank you for all the things you're calling her to do in this hour. We lift up her mother, Mother Newsom, and we thank you for total healing in her body. We thank you for total restoration. We thank you for her taking up her bed and walking. We thank you for Mother Hawkins, Lord God. And, Father, we thank you for the missionary, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, where Pastor Hawkins oversee, minister, and labor. And we thank you, Lord God, that her labors are not in vain, but that she's on the battlefield for you, so we cover her with the blood of Jesus. No weapon that is formed against her or her family shall prosper in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, we thank you for her husband who helped hold up her arms in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the entire Hawkins family. We thank you for family time, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for restoration. We thank you for healing. We thank you, Lord God, for ministering to this family like never before. We bless and honor you, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Victor, are you there? All right, she may have her phone on mute. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Jackie Travis. And, Lord, you know she traveled all the way to Paducah, Kentucky from Florida. And we thank you for her safety, keeping her safe, keeping her from harm's way. We thank you, Lord God, oh, that she is joined with her family. Oh, God, we thank you for giving us the desires of our heart in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for her. She is a caretaker for senior citizens. Lord, you take care of her. Give her strength for her body. Give her that healing that she may need, oh, God. And, Father, I thank you for blessing Pastor Huggins. She's been under the weather, sick, Lord God. But I thank you, Lord God, for healing and strengthening his body, Lord God. I thank you for Jackie's family, her husband and her two daughters and their families, oh, God. We thank you for what you're doing in them, oh, God. We bless and honor you this morning. We thank you for increasing Jackie's finances, oh, God. And, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing on our behalf. We lift up Mother Irma this morning, Lord God. I thank you, oh, God, for touching her body, healing her from digestive system problems, healing her from pneumonia, healing her from everything. Everything the enemy sent to her, we send it back to the sender in Jesus' name. We thank you for Mother Irma's family. We thank you for unity, strength, for love. We thank you for an increase, oh God, of love and joy, peace, all of the fruit of the Spirit in her family, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for being there with her, walking with Mother Irma. We thank you for strength, spiritual strength, oh God. We thank you that as she study your word, oh God, for strength, 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 and more strength, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for total restoration, oh God. We thank you for breathing your breath, giving her even more oxygen, oh God. In the name of Jesus, without the aid of oxygen, in Jesus' name, we bless and honor you, and we thank you. Every care that she has, we leave it at your feet, because your yoke is easy, your burdens are light, in Jesus' name. Victoria, you there? Father, we lift up Ms. Ludell, your woman of God that you have given 94 years to. God, we're so grateful that you give your children abundant life. We thank you that you have given Ms. Ludell abundant life and life more abundantly. We thank you for strengthening her body. We thank you for her health and her strength. And, Lord, every concern that she has for her children, for her grandchildren, for her great-grandchildren, for her great-great-grandchildren, oh, God. We leave it at your feet. Your yoke is easy. Your burdens are light. And, Lord, we lift up her niece, Mary Jean. Oh, God, we thank you for healing for her, for Mary Jean's Paul, Lord God. Still Paul, Lord God, like never before. Draw Paul close to you. Oh, Lord, let him experience a close walk with you, Lord God. I thank you for the call of God on Paul's life. I thank you, Lord God, for getting him out of his bed of affliction. But speak to him in the night season. Speak to him, Lord God, even in the hospital. Oh, God, let him know those things that you put in him. You said, I know the plans and purpose that I have for you. Good plans to bring you to your expected end. So, Father, I just thank you right now for what you're doing. In the name of Jesus, for Ms. Ludell, I thank you, Lord God, for her entire family being blessed and every family member being saved, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for their healing coming in her legs and the hips and ankles and any swelling removed in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for moving any inflammation, even in the joint. Heal the joint. In the name of Jesus. We bless and honor you right now, and we thank you for what you're doing for Bible Storyland families, oh God. We thank you for drawing us all close to you, all of us, Lord God, need a deeper walk with you, increase our faith in you like never before. We thank you for the miracles, the signs and wonders that you're doing for us on Bible Storyland. We decree and declare, Lord God, that you are our Lord, our God, our King, our Shepherd. You are the Almighty God. No God is great like you. And, Father, I lift up Mother Hudson's family, Mother, in the passing of Mother Hudson, Lord God. Father, you are a great God. You are a mighty God, and you know everything. We ask you for strength. We ask you to meet every need for her family. And we thank you, Lord God, that she's a soldier going home to be with you, oh God. Oh, God, I thank you, oh, God, for all that you're doing. For Mother Hudson's family. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for blessing them with everything. Oh, God, great blessings upon this family. I thank you for a great home going in the name of Jesus for Mother Hudson. And I thank you for salvation at this home going, oh, God. We thank you for what you're doing right now.
What color you want? I'll get you a brother. I feel that kind of brother.
Thank you right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You are a great God. You are the Almighty Father. Nothing is impossible to you. So this morning, Lord God, we thank you for all that you've done on Bible Storyland. We thank you, Lord God, that you love us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we just honor you this morning. We give you praise and glory and thanksgiving, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we call upon you. You are a mighty God. You are a holy God, and you are a righteous God. You are faithful weekly to come on with us. We thank you for what you've done and what you're about to do on Bible Storyland. Have your way today, oh, God. Have your way today. Have your way like never before. Oh, God, we're calling upon your mighty name. We are honoring you. We're giving you glory, praise, and thanksgiving this morning, Lord God. We thank you that you are the King of kings. You are Almighty God. You are the Lord of lords. No God is greater. No God is holier than you, Lord God. Oh, we thank you this morning for what you're doing on Bible Storyland. We bless you and honor you. You are the King of glory. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Lord God. Oh, we bless you this morning. We praise you, oh God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that you are faithful to us. You are a great King. You are the mighty God. No God is like you. So, Father, even as we end Bible Storyland this morning, I thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless you this morning. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for bringing us back again next week, oh, God, for Family Day. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing. I want you to know this morning that God loves you. I love you. But obedience is the key. So have a great weekend. Don't forget to bless the Lord. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, and a God-filled month. In Jesus' name, amen. Love y'all.
Amen. I love you.
Have y'all too.
Good weekend.
Every praise.